this, of course, is something that's very nogeya lemaisa, and it's important because you can buy a beautiful mezuzah, but if you don't know the halachas of how to put it up and where to put it up, potentially you could be not fulfilling the mitzvah, or not fulfilling the mitzvah properly, or sometimes not fulfilling the mitzvah at all. So, we'll be going through, this is a two-part series. Today's the first part, and the second part is going to be sometime in the future. So, because really we were supposed to do it last week, but we didn't realize it was Tiny Sester, so you'll keep in mind what we've discussed now, and when we get back in a month from now, wherever we meet again, we'll be able to... Okay. So the basic mitzvah of mezuzah is a pasuk in Chumash, and our goal is just to understand the pasuk in Chumash. And once we understand this pasuk in Chumash, we know everything. So the Torah says, "Chsaftem al mezuzos beisechel v'sharecha." So basically, we have to understand what mezuzos means, what does beisecha mean, and what does v'sharecha mean. And if we get to understand these three things, we'll know all the hilchos mezuzah. So today we'll begin with beisecha. To understand what does it mean, beisecha. So the Gemara, you see, the big thing you have to realize is that biblical Hebrew, I'm not from the scholars, but biblical Hebrew and modern Hebrew are different. In other words, if the Torah says something, calls something a bias, so we would think that a bias means a house, right? That's what you learned in first grade. That a bias is a house. You wouldn't call this room a house, right? You call this room a cheder in modern Hebrew, right? Whatever word you have for it. But yet, the halacha defines bias in the following way. On page 2, Gimel Amud Aleph. Man tan al hod tan rabbanim, bayis eim lo arba amos al arba amos potter min hamezuzah. Min hamake, bein ha-batami min ha-goyim. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us that several times in the Torah, or even in Midrabanan, there is a requirement for a bias. Right? Most mitzvahs that we have don't require a bias. You have to put on tefillin whether you have a bias or you don't have a bias. Right? But certain things, the chiyuv is contingent upon having a bias. For example, Tumas Negoim. Right? We know the Pasuk says in Vayikra that a house could, in Eretz Yisrael can be Tamei for Tumas Negoim. And has all those halachas that the Torah speaks about in Tazria Metzora. So to have a Din Vayis, you have to have a certain measurement. If it's too small, it's not going to be a bias. So what is the measurement? Arba amos al arba amos. Not tfachim, but amos. Amos is bigger. Amos has 6 tfachim. So it's 4 amos by 4 amos. Using Rav Moshe Feinstein's shear, 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. Chaim Noah is like probably like 6 feet and 3 or something. But so 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches is a bias. So that means that every room, you see, in halacha, we say that every room is a bias b'fnei atzmo. It was, the Ramah has it that there used to be a minhag that they used to only put a mezuzah on the front door. And the truth is, the truth is maril about it, but we assume that no, you don't do such a thing. You put it on every room, because every room is a bias b'fnei atzmo. Even though we wouldn't call this a, in other words, this room, we wouldn't call it a bias. But halacha defines if it's a beis dira, so then it's a bias. And therefore, but it has to be 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. If it's not 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches, then it's not going to be chayev in mezuzah. So that's a pretty big shear. In other words, if you live somewhere on the islands or something, you have a big house, so all the rooms are very big, so you can have a lot of chiyuvei mezuzah. Because every room is going to be at least 7 feet and 3 inches, or 7 feet and 3 inches. If you live in an apartment in Washington Heights, so not every room is going to be 7 feet and 3 inches, or 7 feet and 3 inches. The kitchen will probably be smaller, or different rooms will be, you know. So we have to examine this shiur of a bias, of Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. The first question that's on the agenda is, what about like 8 by 2? Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos is 16th square Amos. What about if you have a long, it's 8 Amos, but it's only 2 wide? It's narrow, but it's long. So it's 16. 8 by 2 is 16, but it's not 4 by 4. So what is the story of such a place? Is it Kaiv and Mezuzah, or is it not? So the classic Mefarshim say that it's a machlokish between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh writes on page 3, So people understand that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. At the Rambam, the Rosh says that it has to be 4 by 4, and the Rambam, those that quote the Rambam say that it doesn't have to be 4 by 4, it could even be 8 by 2. And this is the Rambam here in Perek Vav Halacha Beis, Bai Shem Bar Abraham Sal Baruch Pazim Azuzah Vish Budok the Rabbe Abraham Sal Baruch Pashav Al Pishu Ogol Obal Zavir Zain Tzarek Lom Hashim Arko Yosar Al Rachvo, that it's Arko Yosar Al Rachvo, it's good. Now and that's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes it on page 5. Halacha Yud Gimel. Bai Shem Barbaram Sal Mars Potash. In Yishpul Kedel Rabbeya. Arbaram Sal Barbaram. You can inscribe Arbaram Sal Barbaram. Even though the length is greater than the width, you're still Chayiv. And then the Shach says, Das HaRosh Ein Chayiv Bezuzah Hom Kein Hu Meruba Dalet Al Dalet Amos. And the Beis Yosef tells you like the Rambam. However, the Taz in Hilchos Sukkah, page 6, Tuf Reish Lamed Hey, he says, Tamati harbe al ksus einayim shir yisi rabbi sayin b'zeh. Hech hivinu ha-rosh v'achra v'atur v'Beis Yosef midivei ram shein tzorch shei barochov dal barochov v'dal barochov. He says that they all got it wrong. There's no machlokas. Everyone agrees you need at least 4 by 4. The Rambam never said 8 by 2 was good. The Rambam just said if it's not square, if it's circular, you have to be able to inscribe 4 by 4. So, not that 8 by 2 is no good. If it's 8 by 2, then it's not chayiv l'kuli alma. L'kuli alma. It has to be at least 4 by 4. So according to Rav Moshe Feitzer, that means 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. So if it's less than that, it's not going to be chayiv at all. So the question that's raised is, if that be the case, then a lot of the rooms in our homes would be putter from mezuzah. A lot of the rooms in our homes would be putter from mezuzah. Say for example, you have an apartment here in Washington Heights. So right away, you walk in your apartment. It's a little vestibule there. I mean, maybe not everyone has the same layout, but same apartment we're in, I'm sure, other apartments like that. First it opens up the little vestibule, then there's a drop in the ceiling, and then you go into a bigger room. Or a lot of times you have a big house. You have a big house, and in the big house, you don't walk in the front door into the house. First, there's a little room. And then from that room, into the main house. So, So the simple pshat at first glance should be that, and this is like, would be like crazy to say, but you mean to tell me that the front door of your house shouldn't be chayav in mezuzah, which is a whopper of a statement to make, right? Because a lot of front doors open into a little vestibule that's only what? Only tiny, right? It's
foyer,
right? A foyer. And so, Uchara, if we just had this Gemara in Sukkah, and assuming the Taz is right, the Chazon Ish felt that the Taz was right. I think the Taz is right also. That it has to be. But even without the Taz, a lot of these foyers are not going to be 8 by 2 anyway. So whether the Taz is right or wrong, it's not going to be make such a big difference. You know, either way, it's going to be pretty small. So how you talking that the front door would be potter from mezuzah? So the Pitzchei Tshuva has a very important comment on page 5, Sifkot Yud Aleph. Dal Ramas, B'sev Chamudi Daniel Ksav Yad. In other words, Chamudi Daniel, part of it was printed and part of it was never printed. So the part of Hilchas Mezuzah was never printed, so it's from a manuscript. Chof Yud, Ksav Yad. So I never saw the manuscript. I never attempted to. So maybe some other institution, they could find the manuscript of the Talmud of Daniel. Maybe can help us out. Near a davka base dira tzarech davka shei dalar al dalar, but base sharu when passes vegina filu leislu dalar dal chayav. So he says a chiddush that the only time you need dalar al dalar is if it's a place where you live. In other words, like a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, a bedroom. You live in these things. But if the place, a foyer, you don't live in your foyer. You just walk through the foyer. So if it's just meant as a passageway, so a passageway, says the Chamudei Daniel, does not need a mezuzah, needs a mezuzah, even if it's not dalar al dalar. Because the idea of dalar al dalar is that it's chazi ledira. If it's not dalar al dalar, it's not chazi ledira. But the way the Rashash and Sukkah, and Gimel, I don't know if I put it in here, explains that you take a look, the Rashash and Sukkah of Gimel is that Dalet al Dalet is good, that's the shear that's royal Adira. But if you're not using this room for Adira per se, it's just a passageway for something that's going to be used as Adira, just a passageway. So therefore, it doesn't need to be dalal al dalal. Yechayv even not dalal al dalal. So according to this Chamudi Daniel, it's miyushav the minhag olam that we put up mezuzahs on our front doors, even if the front door opens up into a little vestibule, a little foyer that doesn't have dalal al dalal, or similarly, a hallway. Like a lot of hallways are long and narrow. So it's not dalal al dalal, but the Chamudi Daniel says that as long as it's roy le tashmisho, meaning it's not used for deer. It's not like I'm trying to. Or if I would try to use a, as like Rav Goodman said to me, if I would try to use my hallway as a bedroom, and that's what I was using the hallway for, then it would be part of a mezuzah. But if I'm using the hallway as a passageway, so then it would be higher than mezuzah. Right. So Kirsch is saying, in other words, so it must be the pshat is that since it's leading up to the Beisecha, that's also Nichlal in the Beisecha. Right. Or else it would be difficult.
Why can't you say that it's one room, but it just starts off one area and it opens out?
But once you have another Pesach, that's already a separate room.
What if there isn't?
If there isn't, then in the Hanami, it's part of the same room. But we're talking about a situation where there's a Pesach, and then there's a, you know, like the front door, there's a Pesach, and then there's the little foyer, and then and the foyer ends by a doorway, and then you get into the next part of the house.
If we're going to say that we put a mezuzah on the front door of this really just that foyer, so why would that mezuzah pop to the next room that's attached to it, since really that's the bias? This is like, even though there's
because it has its own Pesach on both sides. So it's its own thing. Every time there's a new Pesach, that's another room, another bias.
But if we're saying that this passage, the passageway just links you to the bias.
Right, but since it has its own doorways, so that it's its own entity. So this Chamude Daniel is a Chiddush. Because one could say that it's not true. Maybe Dalet al Dalet is an, you know, absolute Chiv. So, but Lamaisi says that in the Minhag Olam is seemingly to follow this Chamude Daniel. But I view the Chamude Daniel more as a Chumrah. A Chumrah that seemingly has been accepted. Or else, you know, you can go to Jewish homes and not see a mezuzah on their front door, which would be very strange. So somehow this has been the accepted practice. Now the Chamude Daniel has another Chiddush in this piece. He has two chidushim. People a lot of times don't realize the Chamude Daniel has two chidushim. And the other chidush is Vod Nira Demishi Yishol Bayis Gadol Yishol Chador Tanim Hanich Shem Chafotim Chayav Mezuzah. And the other thing he says is if you have a big room, and the big room has some closets, and you use the closets to keep clothing in, to keep shoes in, etc. So those closets are also Chayav Mezuzah. Ah, those closets are teeny. Right? They're teeny. They're not big closets. They're clearly not Dalet al Dalet. But Chamude Daniel, and based on the Rosh Hashanah, is explained to me by Rav Gutman that if you would be trying to live in the closet, that would be your bedroom, the closet. In a Hanami, you wouldn't put a mezuzah because it's not in Royal Adira. But since you're using it for a function that it functions well for, namely to keep your suits and your shoes and your things in there as well. So therefore, it's Chazi L'Milsei, you have to put it on the closet as well, even though the closet is not Dalet al Dalet. Now, the Michas Yitzchak, who's the late Av Bezdin, Dain Weiss, says that this Chamude Daniel of the closets is only if it's a walk-in closet. Those are two types of closets. There's closets where you just put your hands in, but you yourself, your body doesn't go into the closet. And then there's a closet that's a walk-in closet that you can walk in. Your whole body walks into the closet. So even though it's not... Now, if the closet would be Dalet al Dalet, which 99% of the closets are not, that's a very big closet, then there would be nothing to talk about, or kamat. Nothing to talk about. But if the closet is not Dalet al Dalet, so then Chamude Daniel says Yichayev, but the Mincha Yitzchak explains that's only if it's a walk-in closet. Because to have a Chiyuv Mezuzah, it has to be a Pesach that you walk through. If you just put your hands in, that's not you using it as a Pesach. Pesach means that the human being takes his body and goes through the doorway. That's what a Pesach is. Putting hands, that's not called a Pesach. So therefore, if not a walk-in closet, we assume the halacha that you don't have to put any mezuzah whatsoever. If it's a walk-in closet, then based on this Chamude Daniel, you have to put a mezuzah going into the closet, even though it's not Dalet al Dalet. Based on this yisod, that if it's chazi, that Dalet al Dalet is only if you're using it for actual dira, but if it's they're not actual dira, obviously if it's part of your dira, but you don't actually, it's chazi l'milsi, it functions fine as it is. Again, if I would be trying to use it as a to live in, then in a chanami, if I wouldn't be putting it for my suits and my shoes and things in there. But I myself would try to shtup in a little cot in there, and this, and that would be the function. Then in a chanami, you wouldn't put a mezuzah on it. But since it's roi for its functioning the way it's supposed to function, so then you put a mezuzah even if it's not dalet al dalet. And hence these two things, the passageway and the small closet, are both included in the chiddush of the Chamud Daniel of something that's roi l'tashmisho needs a mezuzah.
What pasuk tells me that something that's roi l'tashmisho? In other words, if it's not bias and it's not sha'ar, so how do I know?
Right, so mustama, you have to say that this is based on something I heard from Rav Abadi, that you have to say that if, he didn't say it in this context exactly, but that it's nitpal to the bias. In other words, it's part of the usage of the bias. In other words, the room is the real bias, and this is nitpal to the bias. But it's a chiddush, and one could say that we could argue on this.
Nitpal bias can mean that it's not chayav at all.
Right. You could have said that it's not chayav at all. So I always tell people. Somehow the Beis Shaar, that became more, because I think there are other sources for the Beis Shaar and Rishonim as well, that the Mechayev. But the small closets, I tell people that it's a Chumrah, meaning if they don't want, even if it's a walk-in, they don't have to put it in. Now, there is a world-famous Rabbi Kiveger, which we have to see. Well, I'll tell you how the Velt quotes this Rabbi Kiveger, and then we'll see whether he said it or not. Okay, Rabbi Kiveger argues with the Chamud. This is the way it's classically said over. Okay, the way this Rabbi Kiveger is classically said over is the. And I'll show you. It's on the Patreon Shulchan Aruch. The way the Velt says it over is like this: if you have a walk-in closet. That's not dalet al dalet. So the Rebbe Kiveger disagrees with the Chamud Daniel. He says, you're not going to put a mezuzah going in because it's not dalet al dalet. So you know what you should do? You should put a mezuzah on the closet, but from the vantage point of walking from the closet back into the room. So put it on the right side of the closet going out and back into the room. It was according to the Chamud Daniel, you're going to put it on the right side going into the room, into the closet. Like any other room. Whenever you go into the room, it's the right side going into the room. So Chamud Daniel says, even though it's dal, it's roi l'tashmisho, so you put it going on the right side going in. Rabbi Kiveger says, no. This room is not chayiv, so Mamela, we view the room as like it's the outdoors. Because it's not chayiv. It's just like the outdoors is not chayiv. So therefore, when you go now, when you go in the closet, now you went from the room to the closet, you got what you have, and now you're taking the stuff out from the closet into the room, so now you view it as a entrance into the room. And therefore you put it on the right side, going from the closet into the room. Which is obviously arguing with the Chamud Daniel, because the Chamud Daniel says you go put it on the right side going into the closet. Because it's roi l'tashmisho. And he says, no, you put it on the right side going from the closet into the room. Now, yeah.
Okay, so Kiveger says you put it in on the right side going into the closet, as opposed to Kiveger, they put it in on the right side going outside the closet, from the closet into the room.
Right. Right, now I never liked this quote, Rabbi Kiveger, and I'll tell you why, and then we'll see whether he really says it or not. Because to me, this Rabbi Kiveger is against all of Hilchas Mezuzah. This quotation of Rabbi Kiveger. That's why, in the end, I'm going to act with the tzad that maybe Rabbi Kiveger never said it, and you could look inside and you. You know, if it'd be a regular share, we'd spend 45 minutes arguing. But I don't have that luxury here.
A big yisod in Hilchos Mezuzah. Here. This is the room. Here's the mezuzah going into the room. Right? Now, I'm here. Why don't we have another mezuzah going from the room into the hallway? Why don't we should have two mezuzahs here. We should have one mezuzah from here going into the room. We should have another mezuzah going from the room into the hallway. Because I'm going into the hallway. Right? According to Rabbi Akiva, you know, they believe this is like the closet. So, and this the hallway is like the room. Right? So Rabbi Akiva says, well, it's a closet, you put it on the right side, going out and from the closet into the room. So why don't we have on any given door, we should have two mezuzahs here. Why don't we do that? So the answer must be that in Hilchos Mezuzah, backtracking doesn't, is not called, you only put a mezuzah going into something. Okay? So when you go into this room, that's going nichnas to the room. When I go now into the hall, I don't say I'm entering the hall, I say I'm leaving the room. So that's why there's no mezuzah now again over here. Because it's only on the biyoscha, on the knisa, not on the yitzia. You don't, and when you backtrack, you don't say that that's called the knisa to the hall. You say that's a yitzia from the room. So memela, so in the case we have, it's not dalad al dalad, so if you want to disagree with the Chamud Yidniel, say it's not chayiv, but you shouldn't get a chayiv then on backtracking, because backtracking is never chayiv. Because if backtracking would be chayiv, then every door would have two mezuzahs. And lo matzinu don't work as that. So that's why I was never a fan of this. Rabbi Kivega. Now, we'll see in a second whether Rabbi Kivega really says it or not. But this is definitely the way the Velt, the Oilum. You meet someone in the street and ask you, what's Rabbi Kivega's sheet on a mezuzah, that's the way they'll tell you. Anyone on the street will tell you that.
Can you say that when it's not a room, it's not considered backtracking?
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. So that's what I'm saying, that's not called backtracking, because it's like, but Lamaisa.
You're leaving the closet. You're going into the, when you went into the closet, it's not a room.
Right, I understand. So that's room. Yeah, that's what they'll say. Right. But yeah, right. But to me, it's still backtracking. So that's why. So in other words, I would say, if you want to accept the Chamud Yidniel, accept the Chamud Yidniel. If not, so it's, then it should be part of the Gamre. Because if you don't want to accept the Chamud Yidniel, so you're not chayav going in, because it's not dal al dal, if you don't want to accept the Chamud Yidniel, and you want to hold that it's an absolute shear. And then going out is backtracking, so that doesn't count. So you're potter. Finished. That's all. So, my Talmud, Rabbi Moshe Tuchman, in the Kol Elyon, was ma'ayin again into this year, and made me look into it again. And then made me look at Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva about the Rebbe Kivager, and together with his chavrusa Rabbi Ozarowski, thought Rebbe Kivager was saying something different. And then you have to read the Rebbe Kivager inside, and you tell me which pshat you think Rebbe Kivager really said. I mean, they say in the Sefer Pische Sharim, the Sefer Hilchos Mezuzah, a sofer in Brooklyn, he used to teach in Yeshiva Flapish, wrote a sefer on mezuzah. And he writes in that book that the so-called family members, I don't know who they are, but claim that Rebbe Kivega never said such a thing and never meant such a thing. I mean, the classic way. The other way they want to say that Rebbe Kivega meant to put when you have a big room and then a small room, to put it on the right side going into the small room, but not for the svar of the Chamud Yidniel that it's Chazi L'Milsei, but rather that every doorway is chayev in mezuzah, whether it be an entrance or an exit. Every mezuzah is chayev in the doorway, whether there's an exit, entrance. So memela, when you're going to put it on into going into the closet, you're not putting it out mitzad that the closet is chayiv in mezuzah. You're putting it mitzad that the big room is chayiv in mezuzah, mitzad that the big room has a shear, and the doors of the big room are chayiv in mezuzah because the big room has a shear.
except you're going to put the mezuzah going out because this door is an exit into the closet. But not mitzad the chiv of the closet, but mitzad the chiv of the big room. And the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, as Moshe Talkman pointed out, the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is that not only an entrance of a room needs a mezuzah, but an exit does as well. If that Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, then it doesn't violate the regular principles of backtracking, which is more palatable for me, if he says that. It just says another chiddush, which not everyone agrees, and that's the old question: if you have an exit door, right, like these fireplaces, like they have, an exit only, an exit door, which is going into the street. Because if it's going into another room, so then it's going to be chayv inside the other room. But an exit only into the street is that chayv in mezuzah. So according to the way these fellows are, Moshe Tuckman and his and the people he's quoting are assuming Rabbi Akiva Eiger is that there's a chiddush that an exit also requires a mezuzah. But the pashtus is, and this Rabbi Bali said to me, the pashtus is that an exit door doesn't need it's pata lagamri in mezuzah, because it's the whole chi of a mezuzah is a Pesach that's going into a room is kind of a mezuzah. If you have a room, you have a doorway that's just an exit, that's not kind of a mezuzah. If it's leading out to the street, so to speak, and it's only used as an exit, not as an entrance, then it's probably part of the gamut. Rav Schechter has said in the past that maybe an exit door should have a mezuzah but going in, even though you go out. It's still a door, and therefore it should. But that's also a chiddush to say that you always go out, and therefore put the mezuzah going in. It's a nice, it's always going out. So the Rav Akiva Eiger would say, well, put it going out. And others, Rav Abadi and others, would say, no, it's part of the gamrei, because it's not going into any room that's chayiv. So you can spend your time, looking at this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He writes, "Hainu b'tzad atzmuso patu mezuzah b'cheder shalchni mecheder sheyotzi mecheder agadol cheder hakamenchi apesach shalchu chayiv b'mezuzah mitzad agadol sheyotzi mimenu derech pesach zul lecheder katan." You can look at it. Which is the correct reading? We've been brainwashed our whole lives that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying a certain thing that's going out. But if you look in this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and if you read it, it's not so poshut that he's saying that. He could be saying that he's just saying a totally different chiddush, that exits require. So I was in Florida this during the break. So my wife's grandmother lives in Tower 41. You know Tower 41, the famous Tower 41. So in Tower 41, they have, going into the main tower, there's electronic door. One door you go in, and then when you come out, you go out another door. So they have a mezuzah going on the inside, going in, and the outside going out. So that would follow this interpretation of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which, in other words, what I'm saying is, even if Rabbi Akiva Eiger is now we're saying a different chiddush than we was always quoted as saying. But that chiddush itself was also questionable. But at least that chiddush also might be against all halachas mezuzah. But to me, the other tzad is more painful to say that he's saying that as you say, you could say like you said that that's not called backtracking, but might it is backtracking. So I would say to either don't put anything up. In our apartment, we have a couple of walk-in closets. You put it on the right side going in, the Karas Chumrah. Yeah.
It sounds like there's an additional
question
also that we would view going into the closet as an exit of the room.
Right.
It's a double finish.
Right.
You must say the finish is maybe an exit, but
if
you're focusing on a second finish.
Right. This is considered like going Lavir Ha'olam. Right.
Yeah.
But that's right. That's Right, but what, in other words, I'm not so bothered by that extension. Once you say that exit's a chayit, to call this an exit, oh, okay, I'm he's assuming it's a Dover Pashut, right. And that's, Ramoshi Togman showed me that he thinks, Ramoshi Togman pointed out, he thinks that Ramoshi Feinstein in the Tshuva understood Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the non-classic way. And the first thing Ramoshi writes about Rabbi Akiva Eiger is whoever said such a thing. Chiv mezuzah is only in Knisa. It's not in Yitzia. That's what we're going to learn later. The pasuk says Beisecha. So the Gemara dashens Derech Biyoscha, and that's the Gemara says that you put a Biyoscha means coming in, and the Gemara says that most people when they come in, they go first with their right foot. I'm a lefty, so I'm a lefty. But in this halacha, everyone puts it on the right side going in, even if you're a lefty. Okay? That's Biyoscha. And so this is the famous. And the reason I spend so much time on this is because it comes up a lot. A lot of rooms are not. Again, once we assume that the Taz and Hilcha Sukkah is the Pashut Pshat, and if you see it, I think his argument is compelling that no one in the Rambam ever meant to say that 8 by 2 is good, but you need 4 by 4. So then, a lot of times, you don't have 4 by 4. So, again, the Beis Shaar point of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I think, is that basically became the Minhag HaOlam. Even though Rabbi Bari told me he's not so sure that even that is so Pashut, but that's the Minhag HaOlam. So I'm not going to suggest that anyone shouldn't put a mezuzah on the front door. You know, maybe a few schnorrers would come to your door then if you didn't do that. But you know, nice. Nice that part of, and the other part. So that part you should treat like a chiyuv, the Beis Shaar aspect. And the other thing about the walk-in closets. So that you can treat as a chumrah. It's a nice chumrah, but it's that's more like you can treat like a chumrah. So it depends how much money you have to spend for mezuzahs. Yeah.
Even if we say that putting a mezuzah on the front door leads into less than a dollar by dollar, that even if that's not a chiyuv, maybe it's for a different reason. It's like a zecher, see it's inside, a zecher of the lamb's blood that we saw on the book. It's like we're constantly remembering that we had that in Asaph, and it's like a whole different parsha of why we put it on the front door, even if we don't need it.
Okay, you're saying an interesting chiddush. In other words, he's saying that since the Gemara in Menachas makes a comparison between the mezuzahs by Yitzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah mezuzah, which the Gemara does have comparisons between the two, so this is okay. This is your own, own chiddush. But okay, that's your chelak in Torah. Yeah, it's our parsha shir we have here. Yes.
Is there an issue regards to the small room, the room for this question, or Fumra, regards to the bracha? Would you avoid making a bracha on the front door?
Yeah, so right. I wouldn't, in other words, usually when you have mezuzahs to put up, you have several. You're moving into a new house, a new apartment. So I wouldn't make the bracha on the front door. Because the front door maybe is not chayiv mikra din. Even though it's the front door, that's like. Or nafkamina, if somebody gives you five different mezuzahs and different qualities, so you want where the ikra chiyuv to be, you want to use the highest quality mezuzah, and then the lowest quality also should. Right, but there's what to say, not to make a bracha on, even if you want to follow the chamuti daniel, as like I said, it's only there a chumrah, so you wouldn't make a bracha, right? Yes.
you say maybe that there's some extra basis for the front door based on that arma? Is it there's a minute only on the front door? Is that there's some special status to the front door that's leading into all the rooms or something like that?
Well, the Rama quotes a minute, which he screams at. Did I have it in the packet here? Ramah has a minhag that people used to put it up, you know, only on the front door, and he yells about it and says it's not a good minhag, it's da da da. But if you look at the source of the Ramah, where the Ramah got it from, it's a Tshuva of the Maril. Check if I put it in the packet or not. It's the Tshuva of the Maril, and the Maril explained what it was based on, and he said because usually they had a different type of house than we have, because most of the rooms anyway were not chayy for one reason or the other, so it wasn't like Stam Amaratzis, it just worked out that way or something like that, and even that he had a problem with. But I mean, it's true that it's brought down. Rashi and Tzachim brings this down, and others that, and the Rambam brings it down. That mezuzah is a shmirah. That's not just folklore. It's brought down. Rashi and you're learning Tzachim now. Lam Yom Kodesh Lachag and Daf Dalet. The Gemara has the sugya of Al Socher Al Maskir, and the Gemara says mezuzah chovas hadar. And Rashi has a whole line there about that mezuzah is a shmira. I mean, that's where it comes from, you know, and that's in sources, and it's not just some superstition. I mean, we don't find that necessarily, you can say any mitzvah is a shmira, Torah is a shmira, you know, but we find that more that in Rishonim, and Rambam has it also in the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, that the mezuzah is like the malachim that are protecting us. So is what to say, you know, the front door needs the, you know, that's when we need the protection, and no one should come in. But bottom line is, if the Torah, you know, says that you need bias, and bias is dollar to dollar, so every room will have its own mezuzah, and that'll be the protection for that room. It's just, it comes out funny that it should be a situation where there's no mezuzah on your front door. So we should put it up. It just don't necessarily make a bracha if you're putting it up alone with not on the other mezuzahs. I'll make another interesting comment. So you'll tell me, well, most of the times what? Anyway, you're putting up all the mezuzahs together, so you'll put it up, you know, you'll make the bracha on the bedroom, right? Oh, so I'll tell you another chiddush. Rabbi Schwartz was asking me what chiddushim I'm going to say this year, so I'll say another. So it could be like this. It just occurred to me now. Rav Shechter said this over once in a Sichas Musaf from all places. He said this over. Rav Shlomo Zalman has this new shita. Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's a good shita to know about. It's not well known. It's not well known in the yeshivas, or even outside the yeshivas, but I'll share you with Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, maybe you know it's brought down, but there's a chovah to check your mezuzahs twice in 7 years. Which could be a big pain, you know. Take down all the mezuzahs and check them twice in 7 years is a big thing. So Shlomo Zalman thinks, he doesn't think that halacha applies as well as that. Ooh, wow. Because he says, then, you know, we didn't have heat and things like that, so when it was cold, it really got cold. There wasn't heat in the house, so therefore the temperature change could cause the mezuzah to crack and stuff like that. Today, he says, on the front door, so that maybe rain and something like that, but the inner mezuzahs throughout the house, he thought Meikra Din, once you ascertain that you got kosher mezuzahs, could be, maybe sometimes you check because maybe you never had a kosher mezuzah in the first place, depending upon where you bought it from. But once you really ascertain that it was that it was kosher lechatchila, then there would be no chiyuv to check the inner mezuzahs. So then, according to this, it could be very common that you're going to be checking your outer mezuzah and you take it down, and you're going to have to make a, then you're going to have to put it back, and then you have to decide, should you make a bracha or not? So it's not. So if you hold like Rav Shlomo Zalman's chiddush, the shayla could come up every 3.5 years or so. To this, yeah.
Well, once we're taking out door, one may not be so meager in any way. Would we still have to check it?
Right. Okay. Oh, you outchat me. Right, you have that.
Why is it?
Yeah, he's saying, once maybe it's our fashion, maybe. You know. That's a good point. Okay. You have chaf. You have chaf the chaf. Yeah.
When you take down the mezuzah to check it, when you put it back up, you need to make it a bracha?
Yeah. When you take off mezuzah to check, you have to. And Rav Gutman explained to me, it's no different because there's a zman, a shiur zman. Whenever there's, even though you tend to put it back up, you know, Rav Abai said to me because it's a hesach hadas, because you might not be kosher, so therefore you misif das, because you have in mind that maybe you're not going to be putting it back. And anyway, it's a shiur zman. I mean, you have to look in the Magid Mishnah. Rav Gutman always says to me, look in the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Sukkah, where that's where all is in Hilchos Sukkah. When you go from the sukkah to your house to bring the tray of food out, you don't make another bracha because you're not staying a long time in the house. But if you leave the house for a couple of hours and then you come back, then you can make another bracha on your sukkah. So whenever it's man kotzer, you don't need another bracha. When it's a man meruba, you do. And that's the general klal for all these mitzvahs. For when you're going to make another bracha on your sukkah, when you make another bracha on your talis. So talis, you take it off for a couple of minutes to go here and go there. You come back. You don't have to make another bracha because you didn't have zman aruch. Now, there's no halacha mosh misina exactly what that time is. So we assume if it's more than an hour or so, that's probably zman aruch. So when you're going to take down your mezuzahs to get checked. So it's going to be... It's going to be a zman aruch.
Taking
them
down one at a time, maybe.
I don't know
how long it takes
to check them. Yeah, most. I mean, if the guy comes to your house, so according to Rav Abai Sfar, it would still be a problem because you have a hesach hadas. Whenever you take it down to get checked, it could be a hesach hadas. But that's the general, yeah.
According to Rav Abai, if you're taking it down, say you're hitting the house, and you took it down for that reason, there wouldn't be a hesach hadas.
But then it will probably be, yeah, maybe. I don't know. So I have to think about that. You're getting your pay. You have to think about that. If you hold like the other, he's working with that far. The other post people are assuming that if it's those Zman Aruch. So if you hold it like this Zman Aruch people, then, yeah. If you hold that it's still going in the same place, then that. But that's a good point. Okay, so we have a lot of interesting things here. Okay. Where are we holding now? Okay, garages. Garages, why not? What's the din by a garage? So what's the din by a place of storage? So we just got through saying that the closet is a place of storage. So the closet is a place of storage. So then... we were assuming till now that a place of storage needs a mezuzah. So this is really a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam. So let's take a look at the Rosh on page 7. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBokar, Beis HaEitzim, Otsos, Shanoshim, Rosh Tuzim, Turmin, and Mezuzah, Tam HaYavim. In other words, the Rosh says that storage place is a chayiv, except the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says only the Noshim is kash sos bohem. Take a look at the Rambam, page 9. Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBokar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOtzos, Ptur Min HaMezuzah. Shenema Beisecha. Beischa Miuchalcha. Prad Leil Kriyotzebem. Fichach Refes Habacha Shanoshim Yoshuz Behem. Mechaschos Bo Chayovus Mezuzah. Sheish Ba Yichud Ladiras Odom. So Ram Shita is that it was, they used to have like a garage where women would used to put on their makeup there and get dressed there or whatever. So he says, if you have such a place, it was basically storing things there, and women used to put on their makeup there. So then the Rambam says, Yichayv. But if the women don't go there to put on their makeup there, then the Rambam paskins Yipotah from Mezuzah. And the Rush disagrees. And the Rush says, no, the storage alone is Chayiv in Mezuzah. So this is the Machlokas, the Rush and the Rambam. How do we paskin? On page 10, the Shulchan Aruch says, if women would bathe there, then they're not. But in general, he says that the chayv in mezuzah. There was a storage place, chayv mezuzah, even if it's not used by the women to put their makeup on. So that's a machlokas between the Rush and the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch does not even quote the Shita of the Rambam. So it seems that the Shulchan Aruch totally outvoted the Rambam with this one. So Pashtus is, so that's why, so it should come out that if you have a storage room in the house, so then it's Chayiv and Mezuzah, even though you don't use it for anything else. You never spend time in it. You just come in to get say you have a wine cellar, only for wine. Or just a storage. You don't spend any time living there. So the Rambam holds that you potter, because, and the Rush holds Yichayiv. And we pass it like the Rush, that Yichayiv. And that's why the walk-in closets, if there would be Dalet on Dalet, would be Chayiv. Would be Chayiv according to the Shita of the Rush, who we pass it. And this becomes relevant for a garage. That a garage also, many poskim say, is chayiv in mezuzah also. The pashya says it should even be with a bracha. The only thing, Rav David Feinstein wants to, that you should put up without a bracha. Could be he's kosheish for the sheet of the Rambam. But the Rebbe Kiveger writes in the Tshuva that's very important. Sometimes the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions, even though we only pass the leg one, but he quoted the other opinion to give it chashivas. And sometimes the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote the second opinion, so that's mashmur, it's totally rejected. So here, the Rabbi Kiveger wrote in the Tshuva, this opinion seems to be totally rejected. So, but still, you know, you want to be Nizar and Bracha Levatola, so... and the garages today, people don't use it. You don't do anything in the garage. You just put your car there, you take your stuff, and you leave. You store things there, but you don't have any, if you do, then in the Hanami it would be chayiv according to the Rambam as well. If you would sometimes open the door and just have a picnic there or something. So who does that?
I walk in the closet, there's not somewhere in the bathroom, and that's an area where nothing would change in, and it's larger than 4x4 ounce, you then say that you're not the mezuzah there? I think the reason that the Rambam is giving about the garage.
Or
even if it's not on the way to the bathroom.
With the bedroom also, people get dressed in the bedrooms, and yet they still... Right.
Do you have a garage connected to a house? Do you have that door connecting the house? You put it there,
Biosko. Oh, so when we have the shear at Derek Biosko, we'll talk about that.
The Russian Rambam is talking about a room that's attached to the house, or is it a separate building? The basic bunker sounds like a separate structure.
And therefore what?
I don't know that's an attached garage, like any other room in the house. It's just
Yeah, that's a question, whether the din of Beis HaOtzar is that, let's say you have a storage house in the middle of nowhere, just a storage house. With that, you see, the question is like this. The Rambam makes the most sense. Because usually, the Gemara says, mezuzah is chovas hadar. So you need dira. So where's the dira? So if you say like the Rambam, that's why the Rambam was bothered with what he said. That's why the Rambam said you need that a person also uses it, not just to get the stuff in there, but uses it for getting dressed or getting this. So so what does the Rush say back? So Rabbi Badi told me he thought that the Rush would say back that maybe you only say it if it's something near your house. But if you just have a storage place, you know, for storage in the middle of nowhere, which is not connected to a Dira Bechlal, then perhaps even the Rambam, perhaps even the Rosh would agree that you put it. Because maybe it's also because it's nitpal to the Dira. But if it's like you have, you know, people rent storage space, you know, in the middle of, you know, in wherever, and they just use it for storage, but it's not where they live, that there's not a storage place, so then it wouldn't be chayav. That's the shaila that comes up when you move into a house. So when do you put up the mezuzahs? When you put the furniture in the house? There's three possibilities. When you actually bought the house, when the furniture comes in, or when you actually move in. When should be the time? So some want to say, when the furniture comes in, it's already considered a storage place for the furniture. So already be considered a storage place for the furniture. So you put it there. So Rabbi Bari told me he thought that that's not correct, based on his kiddush. That the pshat is that storage is only because it's nitpal adira, but if it's not a base dira yet, so then not. So the pashas is you only put it up once you move in. Then it's chayav. But you got to make sure to put it up. If you're buying a house, there's no heter. You know, when you're renting, we'll see that there's different sheets that you don't. You can wait till day 31, etc. in chutzlars. But when you're buying, you got to make sure people are not nizer in this. You shouldn't put it up before you. I mean, if you put it up, it's still okay, as Rabbi put that. But the day you're moving in, so that's the day you put up the mezuzahs, because now it's a base dira. And you didn't need it, as Rabbi Bari said, you didn't need to put it up before, because before it wasn't a base dira. And you don't say, but it's logar, I mean, base otzar, because the house has been serving as a storage place for my couch and my beds. You don't know. The word is, that's not a storage house. That's a potential base dira that hasn't been actualized as a base dira yet. Yeah.
So then the same would apply, let's say, to an investment property that you own. You know, there's some dividend, there's furniture there. But you know, you're planning to, let's say, rent it out to someone.
You're walking with your family to live in the house. So you live in the house. It's not like as soon as you own a house, you have to put up a mezuzah.
Right.
You know, it's like you own chametz bePesach, you got to get, you know, it's not like b'yira b'matzeh. Mezuzah, the verse says, chovas hadar. Now that we've made this point, there's a very important question of what's the story with, like, office buildings and things like that. Do they need to have a mezuzah? So take a look on page 11. Sukkos hachag b'chag. So what's the din? On Sukkos, do we put up a mezuzah on a sukkah?
No.
So it's a machlokas. Who's the machlokas between? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanu. The Gemara in Sukkah, and Yuma has a machlokus whether Sukkah is Diras Kamel or Diras Arai. Everyone agrees that Sukkah is only for the 7 days, right? So that's a given. So Pashas is, therefore, it's a Diras what? A Diras Arai. 7 days, of course, Arai to me. So what's the other Shita? So the other Shita, the way it's explained, is since the Torah is Mechayiv you to live there for that week, that gives it a Hashivas Kikeva. That's one of the Svarim that Rav Mordechai explains. But that's the, if you want to understand the Shita of Diras. So the Gemara in Yuma says, this is not an Achronish of Torah. It's the Gemara in Yuma says that this Shaila of Diras Keva, Diras Arai, one of the Nafkaminas is whether Sukkah is chayiv in mezuzah or not. Because another nafkamina is whether you can have Sukkah lamal michafamo. That's the first Mishnah in Sukkah. But the Gemara in Yuma gives us another nafkamina that if you hold Sukkah's diras arai, then it's not chayiv in mezuzah. If you hold Sukkah's diras keva, it is chayiv in mezuzah.
Let's say that you're not sleeping in the Sukkah. You're just eating in the Sukkah. According to the Shita, that diras keva would still be considered diras keva if you're not sleeping.
Yeah. Still be diras keva.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't pass it like that opinion.
Would Rabbi Yehuda say it's Diras Keva if it's not Lamalami Esramam?
Right. The Sukkah by definition is Diras Keva.
Even if it's
Lamatami Esramam, it's still called the Diras Keva. But with his requirement to put a mezuzah on a Sukkah is even on a normal Sukkah. He wasn't talking only on a Sukkah that's Chafama. Oh, so the Gemara, so it says Sukkah Zachag B'chad, Vabayis Shebesfina. If you have like one of these, compartments where people sleep in on a boat, what do they call them? What?
Cabin,
yeah. Vachanuyos Shebeshvakim, Peturim. Chanuyos. So Chanuyos are like stores. What?
Shops.
So the Shulchan Aruch says shops are potter. So the question is why? So there's a machlokes between the Taz and the Prisha. Why this is so? The Taz says Chaniyos Shemeshvachim Peturim the Lav Diras Ninim. Nearly Afilim Yoshim Mehem Kol Yom Peturim Became Dain Shom Laila Mikri Aroi. Because you don't live there. Finished. That's what the Taz says. Even if you're there from 9 to 5, maybe certain lawyers, they spend more time in their office than they do at home. Maybe it's a shiloh. But most normal situations, it's not a dira. That's how the Taz learns. The Prisha says it differently. Page 12. See, Be'sechet Shur Dira's Kamel, Afukish, Elishem Dira's Rabinira, the Bezvan Azeh, Elo Chadarim, so the way the Prisha explains, and it could be in the Drisha explains more, is the following: that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about like a fair, a country fair, that you put it up for a week, your booth for a week, and you sell things there, which is similar to Sukkah's Chag B'chad. That's why it's Aroi. But in a Hanami, if it would be a structure that's
a permanent shuk.
If it would be a permanent thing, or just a permanent store, like so a permanent office building, then it would be chayiv. So there's a big nafkamina of what's pshat in the chanuyah shebishvakim, the pturim. And the chanuyah shebishvakim pturim, because they're not dira. Because it's not a deer, you're not living there. Or is it because it's what? Because it's temporary, it's a makeshift structure. So if it would be a permanent structure, even if you're not living there, it would be chayiv. So the maisa, the minhag olam, is to put a mezuzah there without a bracha. To put a mezuzah without a bracha. Like if you have a store, you have an office building, your office. Or if you have a store, a grocery store, whatever store you have. So because according to the Taz, it's potter. According to the Drisha, it's chayiv, because it's because he thinks that the pator is only on the makeshift thing that you take down, similar to sukkah tag bakat. But in Akhanami, it's a structure part. So this discussion. So I told you, the minhag olam is to put it up without a bracha. This discussion is also relevant for the question whether yeshiva needs a mezuzah. The yeshivas need mezuzahs or not? Because it's not a one hand. So this same machlokas is irrelevant. In other words, a yeshiva is a structure. It's not like makeshift. We're not taking down the building every week or whatever. But we don't live here, right? So this is not used for a living. So then that's the question. Who's right? The thousand preacher. We're not coming in for thousands of dollars of the mezuzahs. The Rambam told me he thought meikra then the taz is right. But the yeshivas don't need a mezuzah. Except for the dormitory. So how you talking, you know, a Jewish place without mezuzahs, but so nice in Minhag Olam is to put up except there's I think one place in Lakewood where it's just the body's Talmud runs it, so they don't have mezuzahs on the Mosad. But you know, any good Jewish place usually has mezuzahs on the yeshiva. But technically speaking, if you hold like the Taz, which might be, that's a question, which, you see, and L'chorah makes sense based on this idea that the mezuzah is chovas hadar. It's a din and dira. It's not just a din and having a class here, shiur here. It's a din and dira. So Chorich should be pata. As I said, the Minhag Olam, just like the Minhag Olam by the stores, is to put up without a bracha, so the Minhag Olam by yeshivas is to put it up without a bracha. If everybody thinks they should use the money for something else, maybe while you, they have so much money, so it's not such a rough gemina. But with most yeshivas, they don't have as much money. They don't have $100 million being thrown at them. But the mice is still, what should I tell you? The Minhag Olam is to put resources on yeshivas. The only question is, how makir do you have to be in the yeshiva? Swarovski is very involved in putting the resources up, so and he tries to ask the shayla on everything. So the question is, I'll give you a mashal, I'll give you a good mashal. Elevators is a big thing. Does elevators need mezuzahs? Now, what I mean, I don't mean on the part that's moving. I mean on every floor. I mean on every floor when you're coming out of the floor. In other words, on the bottom we'll be going into the elevator, and then on every floor we'll be going out into the floor. So I remember we went to Eretz, myself and my wife. We went to Eretz Yisrael two years ago. So I wanted to see what the Rabbi Yashiv scene was all, you know, about. So we spent some time waiting to see. So we saw that he has an elevator, a private elevator, in his house. He's on the second floor, and he has a private elevator. And then we waited by the end of the elevator to give him a Shalom Aleichem when he was coming out. But then they rushed him out into one of these golf cars and, you know, brought him to shul. You couldn't see him for a second, but the elevator has a mezuzah. Rabbi Yashiv's house, there's an elevator, private elevator, there's a mezuzah.
At the bottom? In the other are windows?
No, not on the part that's moving. On the
cars that are shedded upstairs?
The outside.
On the outside
of
the
front
side.
The
Surat HaPata, yeah.
Which side is
No, you think he's going into the elevator?
Yeah,
going
in and coming out.
Going out.
The door's open.
I don't know. Maybe I should go back to see it. Definitely was a mezuzah there. That's for sure. I don't know how, in other words, if he uses it both ways. So then, some if you use it both ways, he shouldn't have to walk up the steps. Then he would put it going in to the elevator. It doesn't make sense that he only used the elevator going down, but he walks up. It doesn't make sense, right? So Mustafa used the elevator to go up and to go down. So then it would go going on the bottom floor, going into the elevator, the right side going into the elevator. So the question is, now Schefter years ago wanted me to look into this issue, whether why you should have mezuzahs on all the elevators. In the very, from places, it's a thing that they have mezuzahs on the elevator. So pashtus is, it should need. But only just sad, maybe to be, I mean, there are a couple that started to be made, but one of the things is, by yeshiva, maybe make it, and they don't need any mezuzahs, so we have to spend. But on the other hand, you could say, well, they're spending all the money anyway, so they may as well. If they're spending it already for all these other mezuzahs, they might as well finish it off. But there's a good svara to say that elevators need a mezuzah.
In the dormitories?
So that's a good point.
In other words,
the dormitories would be much more chomer, like the elevators in the dormitories. Right, so maybe that would be a good chart. To put the elevators in the mezuzahs on the dormitory elevators as opposed to the first hall elevators. Yeah.
What about a stairwell? Would be any different than like a staircase?
Right. The difference between that is that you're going into something that the room is not always there. It's a movable room. So it's a pesach, it's a knisa, but it's a knisa into a room that's not always there. So is that called whatever, a kviz? But usually this pesach, this room is always here. But if you go into a room, and sometimes the room is here, sometimes the room moves up, the room moves down. But on the other hand, that's talking about the bottom floor. But in terms of when on the second floor, third floor, fourth floor, fifth floor, that's going into a room that's always there. But it's coming from something that's not always there. But that's more. That was maybe one could have made a machalik between the bottom floor, saying that's was. Bottom floor is going into something that probably is not dalan or dalan anyway. Unless you hold it to hamid is a deal, and if it's functional as it is, then it's okay. So one could say maybe the bottom floor doesn't need, but the second floor, third floor, fourth floor, that's going into a big room, big hallways that more than dalan or dalan, and that may be more smart to be making. But I like your smart as well, that goes between the,
Once you say that
the
yeshiva is not...
One second. And Rav Shechta always quotes from Rav Soloveitchik. We'll see. There's a discussion whether a shul needs a mezuzah. So we assume a shul doesn't need a mezuzah on the sanctuary because it's kodesh. And Mokum kodesh doesn't need. So Rav Soloveitchik said... this is what Rav Shechta likes to say over. So therefore the yeshiva shouldn't need it. It was Makom Kodesh, and then he said, oh, but there's a college here. Then the Rosh said, oh, I forgot. It's in the Sefer. I've heard it from him several times.
So the question was that once we see that...
But that's assuming that there's a chiyuv in the first place, and then you can patur it out to Makom Kodesh. But if we assume like the Taz, that it's not Dir B'chlal, then you don't even have to get on to the Rav's whole cashmere.
It's also said by everybody that we don't need mezuzahs here anyway. So then it's an issue of wasting money. That's it.
So that's a question: whether are you allowed to put a mezuzah up on a place where it really doesn't need a mezuzah, and you're putting it up anyway? Is that
especially with this many rooms? It's like this, right? I mean, you're not always wasting resources.
So the minhag olam is to in a chanami, Rav Abadi would agree with you. He would say in a chanami, use the money for to help out the aniyim. But the minhag olam is to if you have an ally on your side, but the minhag olam is to put put up. And then you have to come into the other shiloh, whether you're, you have to be choshesh that you're mevazeh the mezuzah if you're putting it up. Say you just put a mezuzah here in the middle of the wall here. Is that considered, you know, a bizoyim, just hang it up like that? So Rav Moshe is a truva about that, that you can hang mezuzahs up, stamazai, even if it's not a makom that's haif. I mean, so that's a question. Rav Moshe is permissive, others disagree, yeah.
If we're saying that it's a din, then if the bias is enough, so wouldn't, if you are planning on living there for a year's time, so wouldn't
yeah, so you have to see, I mean, what's, you know, is the bias fina because the sphina is a...
Because we're saying, if we're saying it's within here, then we're not saying, I mean, the Rambam may be saying
yeah.
that, that, has a, that these things don't have a shin kvius, no matter what. No matter what you do, so I don't know if the Rambam also telling me it didn't here or not.
Well, the Rambam is a big Dira person because the Rambam is the one who says that a storage place is.
Then what would the Rambam say that if you are living, I see in your Dira on the boat? Or
yeah, unless you say that since the whole thing is movable, then maybe that makes it, you know, in a Kavua.
Also, the elevators aren't Dalaram.
Right, so that's what I'm saying, that the elevator on the first floor, that would only be chayiv midin the chamudi daniel. That you don't need dalal al dalal if it's chazim milsa. But I said, the second floor, third floor, fourth floor, that's going to be chayiv mitzad the floor that it's opening to. And that's, and that is dalal al dalal.
What distinguishes the chaniyot shemishvakim from the case of Beis HaTeven? If we're not going to except for Rebbe Yashiv, who came to the Beis HaTeven is specifically next to the house. And why are they simply two different issues in terms of
yeah, in other words, right, so if you say that Chiluk, like Rabbi Bari said, that it's only when it's next to the house, then right, if you don't say like that, then Moshe Tokman showed me some of the Achronim, the Taz seems to say that it's totally on like the Chaloshein. In other words, we don't call this a storage. We call this a... then it becomes a little very far. But if you say like Rav Bari, it's a very good... It answers it very well. Okay, so let's just review a little bit what we did today. We still have a lot to do. That's why we're going to come back in another month or something and finish off. I'm sorry this didn't work. It's supposed to be back-to-back. But I guess... didn't work out with some tight assessment, so okay, so we discussed the din beisecha bias. We said a bias needs dalad al dalad. We said if it's 8x2, it's a machlokas. Some say it's a machlokas. We've shown them between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Taz says it's not a machlokas. It's all totally dalad al dalad. Everyone agrees 8x2 is potter. Then we discussed the Chamudi Daniel's Kiddush, that even if it's not dalad al dalad, even if it's 3x3. It's not even down by down by any standard. Again, the Tazanul Sukha says there's no more focus. It has to be. And the Tazanish agrees with Tazanul Sukha. It has to be down all down. But somebody that's not down down the Chlal, so the Chamudi Daniel has this Chiddush, and he says it in two cases, by the passageway and by the storage place, that they're functional like they are, even if it's not down all down, so therefore they're chayiv. Even that dal 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 only didn't function, whereas if it's not, if it can be functional without, so then nah. The other svar is like Rabbi Schwartz said and Rabbi Bari said, one should say no. That if it's not dal dal dal, so that it's not a bias, then there's no other chiyuv, and it's part of the gamrin. So Pashtus is Chamudi Daniel, I think, should be viewed as a chumrah. But the Maisa, it's a chumrah that should be kept by Beishar, but not necessarily by the walking closet, which again has to be even according to Chamudi Daniel, because he says it's not to walk in. Because if it's not walk in, then it's not there. Biyascha. Just you put your hands in, that the Alma will clean. And then there's the Rebbe Yechiv Eiger that supposedly said that you put it on the right side going out of the closet back into the room, And then we pointed out that Moshe Kotten pointed out from, it seems to be that, as he pointed out, Moshe held that maybe that's not what the Rebbe Akiva Eiger meant to say. Maybe he also meant to say he put it going into the closet, if you have a big room next to a small closet. But not midin that the closet is chayim, but midin an exit of the big room, and therefore he comes out with a chiddush that exits also chayiv in mezuzah, even like the, in the Tower 41, they have one door going in and another door coming out, and the door coming out has a mezuzah going out. So the, so that would work in according to Rebbe Akiva Eiger. One could say that the whole thing, even going, and that's Pshat Rebbe Akiva Eiger, come out that Rebbe Akiva Eiger also agrees to put it in, going in into the closet, but then it'll come out that Rebbe Akiva Eiger is making a chiddush, which is also questionable, that a room is chayiv midin exit for the room as well, not only the entrance. Then right. So then we discussed the din of Beis Habakar, Beis HaKeven. We discussed the focus, the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh says Bechai, the Rambam says only if you use it also for a Dira, we pass like the Rosh. And we discussed whether you should make a bracha or not. Pasha says you should, some say you don't, because of the Rambam Shita. Then we discussed the Sukkah Chanuya Shebashvakim, whether that's a din because it's not a Dira, or is it because that it's only a makeshift. But if it wouldn't be makeshift, it would be Chayav, the Machlokas, the Taz, and the Prisha. And, and we said that that would be also the Nafkamina for a yeshiva as well. That whether yeshiva is Chayav and Mezuzah is this. And then we got on to the discussion of elevators. And we said there's an elevator might also be Chayav in the
Let's say we say like Taz that is polyon and Dira. So how would Dira be defined? Would it be defined, let's say, by Hanukkah, like where you like Hanukkah, like where you sleep, like things like that?
Yeah, where you live. I mean most people don't have difficult.
Let's say dining room.
Right, in other words, so the, so the word is that, right, so, like this Moshe Tuchman asked me, like, you have different rooms in your house, so some one is for eating, one is for sleeping, so I don't think anyone would say, I think it's all mitzuraf to your general, even though that needs beer, because as we said, in every room, as we started off saying, is considered a bias with the atzma, so maybe tasting that one bias is causing them, but what would seem to that everyone should say that it's only, because the room that you sleep in, you're not there the rest of it, So somehow the house structure blends into, everyone's thing is part of that general deer, even though that's the chiddush also.
You're a bit of a kula, meaning because of that year, even though technically you eat there, but because it's part of a non-house structure, we would not put in the zuzah, is that what you're saying?
No, the dining room, where?
The dining room in the yeshiva, let's say.
Oh, the dining room in the yeshiva. Right.
So if you define living by eating, which we would, let's say, by Tanka or by other, other areas.
Right. Right. Where would it be totally in that my focus? Yeah. And here, I have to think about it some more, but that's a good point. And you make that's a machlokas, right? And more an Ervin, whether we machlok Pita Gorim or machlok Lina Gorim, and then we pass the Mechanica, it's a whole discussion, the Shuk HaRashba and the Ramah, something to think about. Okay, so we got through some Yisodas, not all these Yisodas. Yeah?
We just discussed owning versus renting?
Yeah, we have a lot more to discuss. That's why I have to, Bez Hashem, we'll come back and we'll have more to discuss. Okay, very nice. Hey, how are you?
Very good.
Is tonight possible?
Yes. Tuesday, I don't know, was that a mix up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, so I didn't want to.